Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Turf Podcast. I am Cobra, and joining me is Kat and a very special guest from formerly known as the Parking Lot Discord server, now known as SEAL Team Sucks, is Kevin Von Magnum. Kevin! Kat, welcome.
So awesome.
I'm glad to be here.
Exactly. Kat may not know this, but Kevin was on our, and our listeners might not know, but Kevin has been a frequent guest on our football podcast, and we're glad to have him. Kevin, for our new listeners who haven't listened to our football podcasts, tell them a little bit about yourself and your baseball acumen.
Well, I'm just a sports fan.
I do have experience playing Little League. That's, I guess, all you need right now for this podcast. But, you know,
and being a fan of baseball as well.
But yes, I don't really have a team, but I do follow baseball a lot. Just, I mean, it's the American pastime.
Exactly.
What can you say? What can you demand?
Any ballpark, whether it be major league or minor league. Kat and I have definitely been to major league ballparks. What about you, Kevin?
I have not, but
I have been to multiple minor league ballparks. Once in Colorado when I was a times here in Nashville with the Sounds.
And, for our listeners who are wondering, where is Ben, my usual co-host? He's currently in Colorado right now. He is getting ready to enjoy a concert. He's in Joey Overstreet's territory, Kevin. Yep, so he's getting ready to enjoy the 420 concert over there, so that's going to be fun. And so, let's get right down to it. We had a very interesting conundrum come up, especially for the Colorado Rockies. Colorado Rockies hit coach Diddy did an absolute no-no. He entered the cockpit of the United Airlines flight ahead of the Rockies unauthorized, which is a huge no-no.
I'm sorry. Just clarifying because I'm driving home.
Yeah.
Did you just say he went into the cockpit of his plane?
Yes, he went into cockpit unauthorized. And if you don't know already, that is a huge no-no.
Oh, yes.
Especially after
9/11. Yes.
So that is that is something that has to definitely be addressed as being investigated right now because, again, that was posted publicly on Twitter, by the way. Yeah, so, huge amount of trouble. I mean, it looked like he was just kind of casual. He might have just been drunk, but even so, no. Where was the stewardess telling him you can't get in?
That's scary.
Yeah,
that's
very scary. The good thing is no one was harmed in that fight, but I'm pretty sure the Rockies and baseball themselves need to address the situation because that's just unacceptable, no matter what.
Absolutely.
I hate to see anyone lose their job over stupidity, but, you know, the phrase goes, don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Right.
I'm sure you watch some games today. Kat is probably driving, sorry about that. Kevin, talking to you, there are some games you watched this week, I'm pretty sure. Probably in looking.
Yeah. Luckily, I do have... Do we have any marquee matchups that you want, that you are looking forward to?
No particular matchups, really, but...
Oh, are we talking about the games from this week?
Yes,
How about we talk about how the Orioles swept
right,
the Twins?
Yeah. Why don't you talk about that?
Let's talk about that, because, you know, My Orioles are doing pretty good.
Say so. And by the way, quick update, the Red Sox are up 2-0 over the Pirates. It's the middle of the first.
Wow.
So, sorry, Yinzers, you're kind of losing right now. Don't worry, Steller's going to Super Bowl later. It's not football time yet, Yinzer. it's kind of interesting. The Royals are 12-7 right now. That is surprising me a little bit. But then again, this is early in the season. Collapses do happen. Can happen.
This is early in the season, and this is.
All things to take into consideration.
Yep. All things taken with inebriation. But the Orioles have a chance. They're only a half game back behind the Yankees. 12-6 record. Nice. Screw you, Yankees. 13-6 bastards. Which the Guardians also 13-6. But the biggest surprise to me, as far as baseball in the American League, Astros are 6-14.
They're worse than the A's.
Yes, yes. The A's are 6-4 in their last 10 and 8-11 right now. The A's won't have a home next year. So, they're not going to have any name at before it. They're just going to be the Athletics. They're not going to be Oakland. They're not even going to be Sacramento or Vegas.
It's very real possibility.
I really am interested in seeing what happens. Somebody has picked them up.
John Fisher, that's what happened.
John Fisher needs to sell the team. John Fisher just needs.
We all know that's not going to happen. He's another Angelos.
No,
he's
another Dan Schneider.
He is just there.
I think that's even worse.
No, he's worse than that. He's owning a team right now, so he could sell it, go to Vegas, and sell it at a very, very high price.
That is the main reason why he bought the A's. It was a buy low, so he could sell high. That is the only reason why John Fisher bought the team.
And if he doesn't get the land that he requires for the baseball team to be in Las Vegas, because Vegas isn't prepared for him, then they might just contract.
Because again, this is the scheme that a lot of owners in sports, a lot of owners in sports do. It's they realistically have the money. Majority of them realistically have the money, have the capital, but they rely on public funding, and then we wonder why our education system is so underfunded. Is because a lot of it, fucked off and went to stadiums. Well played. So, and now we're going to get getting away from that, we're going to the NL. And the thing that surprises me the most, especially the NL East, oh my god, the Marlins. The Marlins are playoff contenders.
Sometimes I forget that they have a city too, but they really do. They have a city. They're just a terrible team right now.
What the hell is going on, Miami?
Bad management.
Definitely bad management. But at the top of the East, we have the Braves at 12-5, the Phillies at 11-8, the Mets surprisingly are 10-8. But we all know the Mets fans are just waiting. For the inevitable implosion and collapse, and lol Mets comes out from hibernation.
All I heard was hibernation. I'm so sorry. My signal must be terrible tonight.
Sorry about that. I was saying that Mets fans are enjoying the fact that they are in third place in their division, but they're just waiting for the inevitable collapse of their team, and lol Mets comes out from hibernation. That's what I said. Yes.
Yes. Didn't I see a reel the other day that the Mets stadium was empty?
I definitely believe that because, again, it's a Mets. No matter how much being a Mets fan gives you hope, eventually that hope goes away and you wonder why you're a Mets fan in the first place. Probably for the same reason that you become a Jets fan, and that is it gives you an excuse to drink.
See, I wasn't
a
Mets fan.
Exactly.
See, that's I wasn't a Mets fan.
That's the first mistake, is being a Mets fan in the first place.
Why I'm an Orioles fan.
Right. Speaking of drinking, going to the Smash Central, the Brewers are at the top of the division at 11-6, the Cubs are 12-7, and the Pirates are 11-8. However, surprising me in this division is the Reds at an even 500. I thought they were going to be worse. And of course, gotta give a mention to the Cardinals. Maybe the magic has run out.
Yeah.
Because, Kevin, I'm pretty sure Kevin knows this. The Cardinals would always magically somehow stay in contention and pull bullshit out of their ass.
Yeah. But at some point,
still early in the season, at some point you have to kind of come to grips with reality.
Yeah. Some teams just aren't good.
Farm system isn't good. Their trades are not good.
You know, his kind of wasting in St. Louis.
You know.
And also the fact that Molina had tired and they don't have, there's not a catcher that can lead them properly in St. Louis. Excuse me. And now, go ahead, Pat. There's UFL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
UFL. They can watch the UFL, or catch a Cardinals game, you know. But right now, it's like, it's not looking good over in St. Louis. Just embrace the fact that you guys might not make playoffs here. And now, let's go to the West Coast. What's up? Let's talk about the biggest surprise to me is the Dodgers. Yeah. You would think the Dodgers, with famous responsible gambler Shohei Ohtani.
Whatever happened with all that?
Baseball swept it under a rug, apparently.
Because he's a fake.
No, it's because Robert Mann.
Just like how Jerry Reinsdorf swept Michael Jordan's gambling addiction under the rug by putting him on the White Sox.
Michael Jordan's gambling was just craps. Just craps for lead. I don't think he bet on baseball or basketball. He bet basketball.
Yeah.
There's a difference between dice and games. When you bet on sports, when you sport bet and you're playing the sport, there's a reason why it's legal, and that is because it breaks the dam of legitimacy. Yeah, that's it. But even so, the Dodgers have such a stacked roster. Why are they 12-9?
That's why we play the games, and we don't go off of what's on paper.
Right. That's how you lose 6 of your last 10. And allow the Padres to be winning the game for you. The Giants, surprisingly, are doing better than expected. I expected this middle ground BS. Because I think a lot of people, expected Diamondbacks to kind of coast in a way. They're not really, they're decent, they're not good. And of course, the Rockies, as we just mentioned, are a little bit of trouble. Yep.
I think
they're kind of in the middle.
Are we talking the Diamondbacks or the Rockies?
Diamondbacks.
To be honest, have that good season, bad season from time to time. I mean, the fact that they won the 2001 World Series over the Yankees tells you all you need to know about their ebbs and flows. And like I said, the Rockies at the bottom of the division, I think everyone expected them to be, as always, to be the Arizona Coyotes of the MLB. Oh, wait, I can't say that anymore. they're moving next year
Didn't
to
they
Salt
move?
Lake City. Poor Coyotes.
Lots of teams
recently.
Well, it's money situation and it's bullshit.
Yes.
Because the fans feel cheated. All right, the fans feel cheated and rightfully so. Because
how much money have they put into? Yeah, how much money have they put into their team? You know,
ownerships like, ownership full of skinflints, you know, who are only in it to make money, not in it to respect the fans, respect the culture, you know, and that's how you get these situations. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't want to get into that deep of a well because I could go on and on about the BS that happened with the Bills, but that's not the time or place. By the way, life update, the Phillies are up on the White Sox 3-0. Top of the second.
Yes. I like the Phillies.
Yeah.
I like the Phillies.
I'm close to the area, so I'm surrounded by Phillies fans.
I'll help you.
Well, that's unfortunate for us living in Delaware. But
it's either the Phillies or the Orioles.
It's going to be an interesting matchup because the Orioles face off against the Royals.
I love the Royals games.
I think it's going to be an interesting contest.
There's actually quite a few Royals fans who come to Camden Yards.
For that, too, Kat, is, as I said, for quite a while, the Wilmington Blue Rocks had been an affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. But because of COVID having to realign the MILB, it forced the Blue Rocks to be a farm club for the Washington Nationals.
Yes.
Yep. And by the way, the Royals, the Blue Rocks, are Class A advanced. So that's where they are in the totem pole of the minor league hierarchy.
Yeah.
So speaking of, let's talk about the games we're excited for this weekend. Kevin, we're going to start with you, and we'll go to Kat, and then go to me. I want you to pick two games that you're going to be watching for the weekend. You know, they could be good, they could be bad, you know, but they gotta catch your eye a little bit to pique your interest. And by the way, before we get started, a live update, the Astros are up 2-0 on the Nationals.
I'm
going to
go with
Astros
2-1. The Mets and the Dodgers. Late night baseball, just to see how bad each...
And that's going to be an interesting contest.
And another interesting contest is the Toronto Blue Jays and the
NFL. I was just about to say that, Kevin, because, you know, you got Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and versus Fernando Tatis, you know,
versus
two young future stars of the game. You know, let's see what happens.
That was exciting.
Yep. I'm going to let you go now because I'm pretty sure the Orioles and Royals are on your list.
They are. I'm sure everyone is shocked. Honestly, the other two games that I'm really interested in watching is the Marlins at the Cubs.
Oh, nice. I mean, are you
because they've got a double hitter.
Getting a whopper?
No.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Marlins. You better, I'm sorry, people of Florida. If you're a Marlins fan, you cannot get your free water.
I just like watching the doubleheader because you either get one team that completely dominates the entire afternoon and evening, or you end up with, one dominates and then the other does because the first team, blew out.
Who's the other game you're going to look at?
The Orioles. The Marlins and Cubs are doubleheader, and then the Orioles, whoever they're playing. Yep. I can't remember. Oh, Kansas City.
Yep. So my games I'm going to be keeping an eye on. And before anyone says, I'm going to look at the Phillies and White Sox, no. Because that's just a... it's not just torture. No, that's a... That's watching a fully muscle bound jock beating a Make-A-Wish kid. That's not fun to me. Same with the Athletics and the Guardians. That's not fun. That's fun to me either. Okay. Now, the games I'm going to be taking a good look at is I'm going to look at the Diamondbacks and the Giants for an interesting reason. They both have the same record, and both are young teams. This is going to be pretty interesting. And the final one is the Angels and the Reds. And I hope my friend who's in the broadcast booth, John Sadak, listens to this. I hope you're doing well on the show, buddy. We're glad you're doing successful. So that is fun to know someone that's in big leagues that I personally have met.
That is really fun.
And that is always a blast to know that you've met people who have in the show. You know.
Yeah.
Wraps things up around here. We would like to give thanks to our affiliates. We are giving thanks to Fanatics, unfortunately. Considering
they fixed the pants yet?
Have they fixed the uniforms yet? That's a good question. We have Bulletproof Coffee.
I don't think they have.
They just do coffee. They do vitamins. They do collagen-infused coffee. They also do your super greens. We're also affiliated with Dr. Squatch. We are affiliated with Sleafs. We're affiliated with W Energy. We're affiliated with Duke Cannon Supply Company, who do wonderful with their soaps, their shampoos, and other men's hygiene products. We're also involved with Century PC. And hopefully later on this week or next, whenever we can get affiliated with FUBU TV. So
That would be incredible.
Once again, those links are in our Spotify and wherever you get your podcast info. Please support the channel. We greatly appreciate it. And so that is it for the Dirt and Turf podcast. On behalf of Kevin and Katz, let's play ball, everyone.
Play ball.
Yep.
Play ball.